You and Grant for breakfast. Triple M.
We've got Richard Hill on the line from the Pioneers.
Of course. Good morning, Coach Hill.
How you going there, boys?
Yeah, good. And a big weekend and off to chilly Canberra. Friday night it all started and you recovered from an interesting first term when Basketball Australia had you 29-19, ended up winning by 288-86. So you really had a game on your hands, Hilly.
We did. We came out a little bit sluggish. Like we thought we were well prepared, but you know, they were red hot early, and you know, they're a good, very, very good young team. And to our credit, the guys just kept hanging and hanging and hanging. And then you know, like halfway through the last quarter, we just caught fire from the three-point line, and then we're able to close it out with the execution of a good play at the end. So, yeah, a really good win for us.
That was the eighth win, of course, and some of the standouts. Good to see Tommy Daly, and obviously he pulled up all right, 19 points, 22 points, Alex Marzette, and also 19, Eric Borden. As you said, he was on target. Now, bit of recuperation, and then back into it, taking on the Canberra Gunners, and it was 86-80 in a 12-point victory to the Kestet Rural Pioneers. And really, first period 21-19, and you stayed ahead and picked up your ninth win.
Yeah, it was a bit of a grind, that one, Milo. Like, the guys were pretty much running in mud. You know, like, that was our sixth game in 15 days, so you know, pretty tall order. Tom Daly rolled his ankle in the first quarter. Somehow or other gutsed his way through the game because it was an absolute must win. He's pretty tender now. But yeah, I was really proud of the way the guys fought out Saturday night against Canberra. We were challenged early, and you know, they just showed an enormous amount of character.
Talking Tom Daly, who definitely leads from the front as a captain, 23 points. Alex Marzette, very consistent, 22 and 12 rebounds. Won't forget Lewis Thomas, 12 and 11 rebounds. And obviously Luke Jamison, not a lot of points, but his 10 rebounds were pretty handy against the ex-giant Ben Allen.
Yeah, well, you know, that was our bigs had the battle all weekend against against great size, and Jamo made the game winner against AIS off a terrific play from Eric Burden, and so he had a really pleasing weekend for himself, and you know, was able to catch up with family, which he was pleased to do. Almost a hometown for him, Canberra.
Ninth win, 9 wins, 8 losses, and we have a percentage that's right up there with the best that are entrenched in that top 8. Now, 3 games to go. Now, Friday night at the Ice House, it's Geelong Supercats, 6-10 wins, 7 losses. Now, last time we played them way back in round 1, they defeated us 72-62. What do they look like now compared to then, Hilly?
Well, they're pretty much the same group, Milo. They've been one of the form teams. They lost to Kilsyth the other weekend, but they've been one of the form teams over the recent weeks. The coach won Coach of the Month last week. So, you know, they're tough. They're tough. They're in a similar situation to us. It's going right down to the wire. From what I can understand, it looks like percentage is not going to count for us. So it's must get a game ahead of some of these other teams, because our head to head with a couple of teams is not that great. So we need to win out. Geelong are maybe in a similar situation, even though they're ahead of us at the minute. Like, they've got a tough draw to come in. So this is like a playoff game Friday night. So we need as much support as we can get on Friday.
Coach Richard Hill, we'll have a chat again on Friday morning to see how they shape. All the best with managing those boys and their little niggles during the week, and I hope it all goes smooth.
It's on the improve, Milo, so we'll be ready to go Friday night, absolutely.
You and Grant for breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.